All right, welcome back to the first song title challenge of 2022 after our holiday break. And buddy, thank you. You know what, Brent? I needed that break. Like we haven't ever done that in 6 years of doing this podcast.
That's right.
We have never
ever
missed an episode. Yeah, and I needed to regroup and rejuvenate and do all that, and it was killer. So, song title challenge. This is where climbers, listeners of this podcast, send in their song titles to info@daredevilproduction.com. Production is singular. There is no S. info@daredevilproduction.com, and put song title challenge in the subject line, or STC, one of the two. You can send in as many titles as you want. Just don't send in repeat titles for me, you know, because if I start seeing them the same way, then I feel like it's duplicated and I might delete an email that has a title on it that I haven't seen because there's a duplicate. You know, don't duplicate them. But send those in, and then we have a guest on the podcast, and Brent and our songwriting guest and myself all try to cook up 5 or 6 different conceptual ways to write that song title. And it's a fun creative exercise. It's not a co-write in any way, shape, or form. So you can use all of what we say. You can use none of what we say. God bless. This whole thing is designed to show you how to make sure that you're not taking the cheesiest or the most cliche, low-hanging fruit angle on a song title, and you're twisting it up a little bit to make something more interesting and creating that story. I mean, this is the difference between the two words, the dance in your hook book, and then what was written, you know what I mean? That becomes the iconic song. Needless to say, we are hitting 2022 with the gas, the pedal to the frickin' floor with our guest today, who's a buddy of mine. And straight up, I don't mean to embarrass you, my friend, but like one of my favorite voices in rock and roll, to be sure. Our guest today, started out in a band called Scream, and then he replaced a singer you might have heard of named Vince Neil in a band called Motley Crue, did a record with them, hung out with them for 5 years, and then he went on to do the Dead Daisies, which is also one of my favorite bands. And now John has got a book that's out. We're going to talk about that a little bit real quick, because this isn't so much of an interview as it is a song title challenge. But we are going to put John on the Full Court Press to try to talk him into coming back for an interview maybe when that book is ready to go. And ladies and gentlemen, John Corabi. John, thank you so much for coming on the show.
If I'm your favorite singer, obviously you don't have cable TV, but whatever.
No, you're one of my favorite voices in rock and roll, and that's a fact. I put you up there with Jeff Keith and Robert Plant, brother. I love your voice.
Looking at the room that Brent is in, he definitely doesn't have cable TV.
No, I don't. I really don't.
Brent, explain your situation at the moment.
So we moved into it. For those of y'all not seeing the video, which is probably all of you, so we moved into a new house in November, and there's this workshop outside, and it's getting converted into an office. So right now I've torn out the walls because we need some better insulation. Insulation guys are coming next week, but the 16-degree weather is this week.
That's
so
here today.
This is where the good internet is, so I can do, you know, video and stuff, because this is what pays for the rest of the house. So it's here. I'm here sitting on 2 space heaters waiting for the one behind me to heat up this metal chair I'm sitting in. So it gets nice on my back. I have coats on. I got this coveralls. I am.
There you go. That's a picture outside of the window right there, Brent. Nice. That's what's going on in Nashville right now.
Yeah,
we are in the middle of a straight up blizzard, you guys, like in Nashville. And oh my God.
Yeah, it's snowing here.
John, I was at Janelle's house in Green Hills this morning, and it takes me 10 minutes to get from there to my place, which is right by where you live. And it took me 45 minutes to get over here because everybody's just wiping out. It's just a hot mess out there on the roads right now. It's ridiculous because it came in hard and fast.
I know this guy walked by my house this morning. I was putting rock salt out, and he said, "Yeah, I parked my car, man. I'm walking." And I just sat there because, you know, I got that little 370Z.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, that thing's going to be like an ice skate. I'm not even going to take that out today.
Forget about it. You want to be in Debbie's car. You want to be in a 4-wheel drive Jeep. That's where you want to be.
That'll be my grocery run later.
All right, you guys, you ready for this song title here?
Oh, we're never ready, but that's why we do it.
That's exactly right. So this comes from Frank Zaruba.
Frank.
So thank you, Frank. And the title, now he gave me the full title, but I think we need to cut it in half. So that the title, the official title that he sent in, is "Better to Have It and Not Need It Than to Need It and Not Have It." But I feel like that's the whole concept of the first half of that title. Mm-hmm. And we need to let the audience, you know, put that together. So let's just say that the title is better to have it and not need it.
Yeah. Cool. Well, thanks for sending that in, Frank. And we're going to see what kind of damage we can do. Feel free to use any of this. Feel free to use none of it. Whatever works for you. But
I got a hot take on this first.
Yes.
So hot take is this is the first time you're going to read it, it's going to be a little, it's going to feel cliche. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And so you got to be careful to stay away from that, or you're going to confirm their initial suspicions. I'm interested to see where this is going to go. It's also very it feels specific, but every time I've said that in the past on the hot take, at the end of this, I'm just like, oh my God, I want to write this song. It's so cool.
Well, all right. So, yeah, John, thanks for doing this today. This is fun. So, I think part of the fun of this is to see what.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, to see what your rock and roll background brings to it. You know, a little rock, a little country. We'll be like the, Osmonds here. So this is going to be fun. But I have an idea starting off, too. I mean,
hey, John, you're Donnie in this one. So
yeah, you're Donnie.
It's good.
I'm Marie. It's all good.
He's going to be Marie.
Yeah.
Of course. Let me give it to the oldest guy in the room.
I can go ahead and kick off an idea. So, yeah, that phrase, better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it, is some – you know, we've probably all heard before, or a lot of us, but I don't know of a song that has been written using that hook, at least not in country, not the stuff I listen to. It's probably been done because everything has been, but it's not immediately up for comparison, which I think is a good place to start. Mm-hmm. And so actually the first thing I think of, maybe just because John's here, is like, yeah, this sounds like this could be a rock and roll song about girls, you know? It's like, yeah, I got a lot of girls around. But, you know, because better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. You know what I'm saying?
I never would have thought about it that way.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking, why didn't Johnny's band do this in the 80s?
I'm thinking the same thing.
Yeah. It's like, I don't love her or her or her or her. But, hey, you know what to say. Better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it.
Or we could just shorten the title and call it Any Port in a Storm.
Exactly.
Any Port in the Storm.
Exactly.
There you go.
And the whole video will start with a guy getting out of prison.
Exactly.
There you go.
He's been in prison for like 20 years, and
where's he going?
Yeah, just happens to end up on a bus loaded with women.
He's like, what's your name? Where do you stay at?
I've had a lot of need it and don't have it, so.
We all?
So that's the first thing I think of.
You know what else I was thinking of too, just like on the rock tip would be, and this could be country too. This could be like a high energy, up tempo country song just mm-hmm. about alcohol.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's where I was going. Now, see, here's the funny thing. So we kind of reversed hats here. So we came up with the rock thing with the girls. I was thinking of a dude just working all day out in the field or something, chopping wood, mm-hmm. doing, you know, stuff on the farm. And the whole time he's doing it, it's a hot day, and he's looking at his cooler, and there's some beer in there, maybe a PBR tall boy. There's some stuff in there, but he just keeps moving forward. It's like, nah, you know, I'll wait till I'm done.
Yeah.
And then, you know what I mean?
That's cool. Yeah,
it's there. You know, it's there. It's almost like the guy that and it's weird. I've been in this position where I was trying to quit smoking, but mm-hmm. I would buy cigarettes and then try not to smoke them. But the craving wasn't as bad because I knew I had them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting.
It's like,
yeah, it's like if I have it, I don't need it so much.
Right. I can get it.
That's interesting.
I can get it anytime that I want because mm-hmm. I know it's there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then
your Jones is goes from a 10 to like a 2.
Yeah. And it's like
sounds like some people's wives. Now that I can get it, I don't need it.
where you just get shut out.
Thanks for coming, folks. Talk to you later.
Anyway. No, that's awesome. That's cool.
That's what I thought of immediately with that title was just maybe somebody that's doing chores or, you know, doing just like backbreaking shit and, you know, just keeps looking at the cooler, but it's like, ah, no, I'm going to wait. Let me just keep going. Let me knock this out and I'll have it at the end. You know, once I'm done the task at hand, you know what I mean?
Oh, like it's a prize. Like it's your prize for getting a certain task. Oh, that's cool. I never thought about it that way.
That gets me thinking too about working the land. It's like, you know, country boys like to have land for what? I just like to have it. Like,
that's right.
You know? And I almost wonder if it could be like a kind of a Luke Combs kind of thing or a little more roughneck kind of thing about, I got 10 acres. You know, of course, Luke can afford way more than 10 acres, but, you know, I got 10 acres. What do I do with most of it? Nothing. Better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it, right? I can go out there four-wheeling. I can cut ruts if I want to. I can do, you know, whatever if I want to.
Yeah, I can go get stuck in the mud. Yeah.
I can go get stuck in the mud. I can just walk, you know, hang out with the dog back there. I can do a little hunt back there. Better to have it and not need it, you know? And I wonder if it could be kind of one of those vignette things where, like, you know, first verse is the land, you know? Second one is the, I got the beer fridge. Am I going to get to all that right now? No. Or the liquor cabinet? No, don't. But better to have it and not need it, you know?
Yeah.
So it could be a couple of those things in one song. Mm-hmm. Or it could be like the party thing. Maybe it's a little bit of All My Rowdy Friends. You know, you got all this land. We're only going to burn a bonfire on part of it. You know, better to have it and not need it. You know, the rest of that land. And people are showing up, and they're showing up with the handles. They're showing up with the keg. They're showing up with the six packs and all this stuff. We're not going to get through all this, but better to have it and not need it.
But it could be from a lack of trying.
Yeah.
Well, and it's and again, I think that's the, you know, I think across the board, that's the general. That's human nature.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like it's better to have it and not need it. Everybody wants more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, and it's, you know, even back in the day, I remember my dad and my uncles, you know, saying, buy land, buy land, buy land, buy land. Why? Because they're
not making any more of it.
Can't make any more of it.
Yeah.
You know, so it's better to have it and not need it. And it's, whatever. So that's a great title, actually, if you think about it. I mean,
this is getting more sophisticated. I like this. So now I just thought of something. So what about something along the lines of Travis Meadows' concept of we all want what we ain't got, right? Mm-hmm. It's better to have it and not need it. You know, like, it's like, what do you put before that, right? They say it's better to have it and not need it. And we all want it when we don't have it. Mm-hmm. But then when you get it, you don't use it, right? Or, you know what I mean? Like, how many people have
space? It's just.
Yeah. So what it, so it sort of boils down to like what, you know, we all want what we ain't got, but what do you really need?
Yeah.
Right. That would be a cool concept to go, you know, or same thing along the line of Rolling Stones, you know, you can't always get what you want, but you get what you need, you know,
mm-hmm.
But in the context of that title, I like that. You could do a deep sort of
social
thing, and that could go rock and roll or country, man.
Yeah. It could be about consumerism. You know, it could be just about, what were you going to say, John?
No, you could even have a little fun with it and have just, you know, almost like a, whatever, some dude, just whatever, even if it was a country song, just do like a, you know, the biggest fucking pickup truck you've ever seen in your life with horns on the front, you know, it's seats like 12. Mm-hmm. Then there's a big thing in the back and there's a jacuzzi in the back of it and just all this other shit. And he's like, better to have it, you know, whatever. And not need it, whatever. And then, then it's weird. It's like, you know, then you cut away to like gas prices and he's literally driving an everyday, like a Mini Cooper. He's just looking at that truck like, well, you know what? Better to have it and not need it. You can have fun with it, totally.
Oh, yeah. And because I was thinking, too, just the from the obscene, but just over the top, you know, materialism thing, you could spin it for, you know, a bunch of different genres. So like for rock and roll, it could be, you know, the mansion, the big house, the cars, the jet, the girls, all that stuff, you know, slicing it up in different ways to hit that chorus about better to have it and not need it. For country, yeah, like you said, it's the big jacked up truck with a hillbilly hot tub in the back, all this stuff. You know, he's got a bunch of land. Like, what's the country, you know, the guy that won the lottery kind of thing version of that? And then what's a hip hop version? You know, is it the gold chains and different stuff? Like, what's that version of better to have it and not need it? And you could go some places too.
And you could twist it at the end where, like, okay, so let's go back to your rock and roll thing. Yeah. Where it's like you see the limo, the biggest fucking limo on earth. It's got a jacuzzi in the back.
Yeah.
You know, tons of chicks. He's got the huge mansion, tons of land. He's got all these cars. And then at the very end, he shuts the door. Everybody leaves. There's the limo. There's the land. He's in the house. He shuts the door and he leaves and he goes to bed. Alone.
yeah. Ooh.
Talk about what he needs and doesn't have. You know, relationship. That kind of stability could be cool.
Hello, Pantheon Podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has 3 pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house. And my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have, but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with 2 devices at once. New quick charge function, 3 customizable sound styles plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Oh, so how about, okay, take that video concept, right, of just what we were talking about, but what if the context behind the title and the lyrics is like about religion or about faith, right? Better to have it and not need it. In other words, like, it's like, what have you got? It's almost like a, what have you got to lose, right? To become a believer. What do you got to lose?
Yeah.
You know, like if you're trying to talk to, and that could even maybe go Southern gospel. I don't know if that title is too rough, but if you're trying to testify to somebody, right. And you're trying to get them in, and that whatever that argument is like, hey, even if you're right, wouldn't it be better to have it and not need it?
Right.
Than to need it and not have it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I don't
like
know
when you come with that moment, like when he shuts the door and he's all alone, and all of a sudden it's like, oh,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, I don't know if that could go like a Southern thing because you wouldn't even want to ponder the thought of, well, you don't need it. Like, what if you didn't? But I get what you're saying, though. I think of that
even if it's twisted up in like the form of a testament, like where you're clearly trying to. You know, the most hardest case, whatever, maybe it's an atheist or something like that. And somebody, from the church is trying to, you know, really convince somebody in a very, you know, soulful way that this is a good thing. And so, like, even if you're right.
Yeah, like
it's
okay,
better to need it and not have it, or better to have it and not need it.
So I get that. That could be like a conversation.
It'd have to be written right.
At least ponder this, because if I'm right, that's bad news for you. If you're right, well, we're both in the same boat, so it really doesn't matter, right?
Right.
See, that kind of thing. Yeah. So I get that could be like, we'll ponder this, even if you think it's what if I'm right? If you're right, well, we're all in the same boat. If I'm right, brother, please. Come on.
But then just because the words not needed are in the title, you're probably still going to get some heat from the front row Baptist. But
exactly. So you'd have to be, you know, depend on what kind of what
maybe
genre.
It's more of a country song.
You can do more country or more of a country goth, you know, country Christian kind of thing. Maybe not like as conservative genre. But yeah, I think there's something there for that too.
This is why vagina and PBRs always work. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I share with you religion all the time. Whatever,
those don't work in Southern gospel either. Just for the record, but yeah, yeah.
I'm pretty sure you're not going to get away with that.
Pretty sure you're not getting either one of those in there.
The two things you can't talk about. John's like, hey, let's put that in the title: vaginas and PBR.
Yeah,
no, I'm going to get on Southern gospel radio.
Let PBR stands for like a pious Bible reading. Unless that's what PBR stands for, it's probably not.
No, I'm going to go
Presbyterian
with-
Bible.
I'm going to go with Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yeah.
I'll go Pabst Blue Ribbon for $200.
Let's see. Oh, there's another thought I had too. Okay. So like that first idea of like, yeah, I got these girls around, you know, I'm not in love, but better to have them, not need them. What if it's more of a, the flip side of that, like of a more serious thing where the girl's just kind of keeping the guy around, you know, kind of keeping him on a string. She doesn't love him. Right. But he's kind of the booty caller. He's kind of he's there. You know, she just don't want to be alone. And so he's like, I'm guessing she's thinking better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. And that's more of a heartbreak kind of thing where he's being used a little bit. Or you could go female, too. And she's thinking that about the guy. That would definitely be a heavier song and not like a happy, uplifting, fun thing.
What if we just did really super simple? Really super simple. Better to have it and not need it. A friend.
Mm-hmm.
Just friends. Good friends. That person that's going to say, Johnny, you're being an asshole. or no, Brent, you're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
Like that person or just a hand. And I went through this. It was very, very weird. One of the life lessons that I learned being in Motley Crue was I got caught up in a lot of that shit when I was in the band. So, like, I was getting invited to all the cool parties, the, you know, the Playboy Mansion. I was, you know, all these guitar companies wanted me. They were giving me free guitars, free shoes, free earrings, free jewelry, free this. And the minute that gig went away, so did all that other shit.
Yeah.
And I had this weird revelation over the Christmas holidays with my ex-wife and my kids. And I went, oh, you know what? None of this matters.
Yeah.
It's just about having a few of those people in your life that will always support you when you're up and they'll support you when you're down. Maybe if you just kept it really simple and just talked about not, you don't need a lot of them. You just need a couple of good friends. Better to have it or have them and not need it. Do you know what I mean?
That's cool. And also I think, you know, if you're right.
That's the most profound one.
I think that's cool. And you could even do it in a way that the not need it is kind of like you need it, but you just don't even realize you need it kind of thing. Right. Or like a family, like, you know, maybe the guy lost his family, you know, like he was off living the life, didn't think that he needed that, whatever, it went away. Then he realized how much he needed it. It's like, man, better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it.
Yeah. Or he's at a bar talking to a guy at a bar. That guy lost his family. He doesn't. Yeah. That's why he's at the bar. The other guy's at the bar because he's sick of his family. He's sitting there complaining about his family. And he's like pointing out all the goods. Like, hey, man, I get it. Like it comes with all this crap, but it's also better to have it. Even if you feel like you don't need it, right? That kind of thing. That's cool.
Because you feel like you don't need it, you know, but it's clear that you really do. You just don't realize it because you're feeling tied down. You're feeling whatever. I think that could be really cool. So that's Well, we've gone from like shallow to really deep, which is awesome. I love that.
I like where this went. I couldn't foresaw this when I did the hot take. I'm like, I don't know where, you know, I don't know. And guess what? Not one time did we mention a gun. Which every time I hear better to have it, not need, it's in the context of a pistol. You know?
I didn't even think about that, but that would be a Country Boy reference for sure. But that's funny. Yeah. I didn't think about that.
You know, it's funny though, without getting political, because I hate fucking politics. It's so weird. I know even nowadays as a songwriter, like I sit and I work on lyrics and different things, and I'll start writing something, and then I think, and I have to stop myself and think of the political landscape and how people are going to perceive what I'm trying to say. Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's actually quite ridiculous. Do you know what I mean? That you have to edit yourself that way. But I think, to be honest with you, the safest bet is to just talk about a friend. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like that, you're not, you know, I love the, you know, the hot chicks in a car. And you were saying, Johnny, about the bar thing. It could even be a guy sitting at a bar having a beer, and there's another guy like kind of whatever. And then the friend just kind of says, come on, dude, you know, to the other guy.
Yeah.
Take it easy, bro. Let me buy you a drink. Just chill out. You know what I mean? Yeah. And just that guy that you kind of take for granted, you don't even realize he's there. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? But it's like, it's better to have it and not need it. I think the friend thing is something that everybody could understand and relate to. And we've all got that one guy or mm-hmm. that one friend, whether it's male, female, whatever, that would take a fucking bullet for you. Do you know what I mean? And there's your gun angle.
Yeah, we don't always appreciate it. Yeah, we don't always appreciate it.
I think it's Karabi for the win on this one right here. Like, that really is. We did go from the shallow right to the deep. And what I love is, like, if this is spun in terms of a country song, from that title, everybody's going to think a pistol. That's where they're going to go when they read the title. And then you turn it and you're like, oh, right into the feels on the friend thing. Mm-hmm. That is friggin' awesome, man.
Yeah.
So I think we got some good looks at that, guys. Well done.
Good stuff, man.
All right, guys. Well, once again, send in your titles. You can send in as many as you want to info@daredevilproduction.com. And it goes into a folder. Make sure you put song title challenge in the subject line. Or if you don't, it won't get into the right folder. And we'll go from there. John, once again, thank you for saying yes, man. Yeah. What a fun exercise this was. And let me know what, you know, when we can get together and talk about your book. I know that's coming out, and we'd love to have you on the show and just do like a full on interview and talk about that book, man. Just go deep into it.
I'm home. I was actually supposed to be in Canada like now, and that got kind of squashed. But I'm home until I think February 9th, and I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I'm supposed to go do that Monsters of Rock cruise thing, which I don't know how they're going to do. There are people coming from all over the world to get on a boat and just cough on each other for 4 days.
Yeah.
So it should be interesting.
Monsters of cough. Yeah.
Monsters of cough. All right, guys. So this podcast exists because we want you to win. So keep on climbing.
And we'll see you at the top.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's fantasypoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. Fantasypoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.